It's Appreciation Monday, everybody. Oh, yeah. Of course, we start every week with gratitude, with appreciation. And you know, something as basic as just what made you smile this morning is something to be grateful for, right? Whatever it is that made you smile this morning. And hopefully you have smiled by 9:28 on a Monday about something. I hope. Otherwise, we hope before 12, you'll be smiling. Gratitude rewires your brain. When you intentionally notice the little things, a great cup of coffee, a smile from a stranger making it through your Monday, or someone doing something stupid in the traffic that makes you smile, whatever it is, it just rewires your brain. Every season deserves a different version of you. Just because one chapter has ended, it doesn't mean your story has to as well. A new season is permission to grow and to show up differently. And that's why we exercise gratitude every brand new week, because every week is a brand new start to something. Yep. Gratitude turns I have to I get to. We've said this a few times over and over again. Today isn't just another day. It's another opportunity to live a good day. Isn't that it? Also, you don't have to wait for a milestone to celebrate, right? If you just woke up this morning and hit the gym, well done. Something to celebrate. If you woke up and saw your life better than worse, hey, that's something to celebrate. And if you woke up and slapped on some lipstick when you usually don't, hey, that's something to celebrate, okay? It's the small things that make, that come together to make the big things, yeah? Let's have a look at a quote. Dr. Rober Holden said, "The miracle of gratitude is that it shifts your perception to such an extent that it changes the world you see." I'll read it again. "The miracle of gratitude is that it shifts your perception to such an extent that it changes the world you see." The floor is yours, B. What and who are you grateful for this week?
Oh, man. You know, it's moments like, you know, the last weekend that I just came out of, where you don't realize the power of just love and the power of family. And I got to be reminded of that. So my in-laws are down from Australia. So they're here for a visit, and just being with them, you know, the sister-in-law, the brother-in-law, the nephew, just being with other families, going to have good food, the beach, just... Yeah. Yo, hi, Carol. My heart is full.
Yeah, there's something about being around people that love you and that you love. And just you organically yourself in that space. There's something very special about it. And it's only when that time is removed and you're alone and life carries on and work gets swamped on, do you realize how much of that you should cherish, right?
That part.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Also, so much to be grateful for. This morning, I woke up. And one of the first people that messages me every single morning is my mum.
Oh.
And I'm sure she was even like confused. She's probably listening. My mom listens to every show. And she sent me a message saying, good morning, my darling. Her normal, usual good morning. But this morning I said, good morning, my queen. I appreciate you. I'm sure she's thinking, what's wrong with this child today? And I thought, no, I need to say that to her today, because I really do appreciate my mom. The fact that every morning I wake up and that's a message. She always messages me every single morning, whether she's visiting here or she's out in Joburg. Yeah. Like now she's in Joburg. She'll always send me a message to say good morning, and she'll always send me a good night message. And that is something I am so, so grateful for. So I'm articulating it on the radio. Mama, I love you so, so much. And this morning's appreciation goes to my mom.
Love you, Mama.
Yes. Love you, Mama. All right, so here's our appreciation message from Tony Robbins. He is, of course, a New York best-selling author, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. Let's have a listen to what he says about gratitude.
How many of you, when something really great happens in your life, you sometimes lower your energy about it because you don't want to make somebody else feel bad? How many sometimes do this? You know what it does? It teaches your brain it's not good to feel too happy all the time. And that's the wrong thing to train. When you get in a place where you've lost some of that energy, what you need to do is part of what you guys teach, which is the celebrate part. Very few people celebrate, but most people wait to an unbelievable thing happens to celebrate. If you wait till that happens, you're not going to be happy. Most people don't need a reason to feel like crap. You say to somebody, how you doing? They go, feel like crap. How come? Woke up. They don't need a reason. How many of you have plenty of things in your life today that if you focused on them, you could feel so grateful, so excited about your life? Then here's what you want to do. You don't want to wait to achieve your goal and then celebrate. You want to celebrate so much, there's so much energy and your goals just happen.
Good morning, East Coast Radio. It's Reen from PMB. I'm grateful for life, for second chances, and for good people around me. Even on the toughest of days, I'm grateful that I made it through.
Good morning, Daytime Queen. This is Naomi. Appreciation Monday. I want to say that I really, really appreciate my fiancé, Jane. He's really working hard, and everything he does for me, I really, really appreciate you, my darling.
Good morning, Carol. My name is Tomso Tsizikobu.
I am so grateful for waking up this morning. I'm grateful for the roof over my head. I'm grateful for everything that happened during this week, good or bad. I'm grateful for my kids, my health. I'm grateful for the job that I'm about to get. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Carol. How are you? It's Lishan from Dublin. I am grateful for my sisters. Both were here over the weekend from Johannesburg, and they got to meet my other half. So, yeah. It was really nice, and I got to spend time with them. It was my little sister's bridal shower, and yeah, I'm excited for her and her new chapter, so I wish her all the best.
Hi, Carol. This is Nami Kumalo from Tubatuba. I am grateful for life. I'm grateful that I'm alive. My family is well. I'm going to work. I'm grateful for everything that the God is doing and what the Lord has done for me. Thank you.
Carol, this is Sita from Bush Epson. I'm so grateful to get up this morning and know that my kids are all well. Looking at my four-year-old get up in the morning and just give me a hug and a kiss. I'm just grateful for life. That is all I'm grateful for this morning.
Mm. Sam Boge on the Bluff, how are you?
Well, in Newcastle.
Fantastic, fantastic. I believe you had a very special weekend and you are celebrating and appreciating your elders. Tell us more.
Okay, so yesterday we actually performed a prayer called Amen Prayer, but most of the people know it as Porridge Prayers.
Okay.
It's where we believe there was a lot of drought and a lot of illnesses in the south of India.
Mm-hmm.
And the people performed this prayer offering sour porridge and a variety of different vegetable curries to the goddess,
mm-hmm.
who came and rid all of the people of their illnesses, so namely measles and chickenpox, and also brought back the harvest to the land. So all of the Tamil-speaking Hindus perform this prayer every year around this time.
I see.
And I'm so thankful that my aunt Kasturi, my mom Sandra, my sister Priyashni, you know, we all learn from one another so that we keep these traditions going forward, you know, with our kids.
Yes.
So, yeah, I got to cook two of the curries yesterday for the first time, so a deck of the curries. So I'm very grateful to my aunts and my mom for teaching me, you know, how to do these prayers.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So is this a prayer that happens every year around about this time of the year, or is it a certain, like, every 3 months, or how does it happen?
So every year between the months of July and August, this prayer is performed. Most of the people call it porridge prayers. So the Tamil-speaking Hindus perform this prayer. And then, Carol, just from my side, I feel, you know, a lot of our custom gets lost along the way because people don't know how to perform it.
Mm.
So I'm actually doing a playlist on TikTok on how to perform the prayer and how to make all the different foods that we offer to the goddess.
Oh, I see. And where can people find you on your socials?
So on TikTok, my handle is SamBoge1, and on Instagram, it's SamBoge1 as well. So I always like sharing these because I believe, you know, the youth of today need to continue with these beliefs and customs that our forefathers left for us.
100%.
So hence, that's why I'm going to be sharing all of the recipes as well.
100%. And like you say, you know, the elders in our community are so treasured because their wisdom is what carries us through as young people moving into the next generation, right?
100%, and even the old explanation, you know, why we perform the prayers that we perform. You know, it's so important because in this day and age, everyone wants to know why are we doing this, and no one really explains. So I'm so grateful that I have a family that always likes to share the wisdom and knowledge behind why we do what we do.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Well, Sam, thank you so much for sharing, and blessings on blessings to you and your family.
Thank you, Carol, and thank you so much for a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. There you have it. Sam Boge sharing about the porridge festival or the porridge prayer. And she says she has tutorials on her Instagram as well as her TikTok. You can follow her. I think she said Sam Boge 1. Let's get more of your appreciations this beautiful Monday.
Morning, Carol. Morning, daytime queen. It's Mitchell Masago in Devon, original from Bizana. For appreciation Monday, I appreciate I got a new customer on Massage House. This is a great thing happened to me after I've been quiet for a few months.
Mm.
Yeah, been quiet for a few months. So I'm grateful I get a new customer. Yeah, I'm still going. Thank you so much.
Hi, Carol. I woke up feeling so blessed. They're doing renovations at our house, and I was able to go down to the coast to get away from it all for a week down on the south coast. Just me, myself, and I.
Oh,
wonderful.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Listen, I hope you'll take a moment to reflect on the good in your life. And if not that, at least for what may have made you smile this morning, yeah?
Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9 to 12 p.m. East Coast Radio.